Christian Business Podcast, Episode 2.
Welcome to CBMC Orange County Podcast, where you will hear firsthand testimony from business owners and working professionals just like you, living out their faith as marketplace ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Now, here's your host, Robert Kempen.
I met Paul at a CBMC Gathering of Men event many years back and have been very impressed with the size of events and the outreach that he's been able to put together, as well as the speakers that he's been able to bring out. These are high caliber people, nationally recognized, that are right on point, not only in sharing their testimony, but also in presenting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He has over 2 decades with the Gathering of Men here in Southern California, doing over 120 events. The Gathering of Men has reached almost 40,000 men. Paul Huddle resides in Pasadena, but does events all throughout Southern California. Paul, if you could, tell us a little bit about yourself and what is the mission of Gathering of Men?
Hi, everyone. My name is Paul Huddle. I've been the director of the Gathering of Men in Southern California since 1999. I'm in my 17th year. We do have a verse that is what we call our mission verse from the New Testament, and a relatively little red book called Philemon. And in verse 6 is our mission verse for the Gathering of Men. And it goes like this: I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in you and in us for the sake of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Thank you for sharing. That's I think a very applicable verse for not only your organization, but also with many of the listeners and the men that attend our events. Part of the Christian Business Podcast is to really give listeners an idea of what it means to be an ambassador for Christ in the workplace, how to be encouraged, and actually to get some tools to help them share their faith in a way that's non-threatening, as well as maybe approach other people and expose them to the love of Jesus Christ. The reason I actually want you on is because I think you do a really good job. Specifically, the Gathering of Men has done a really good job with giving business men and some women the opportunity to bring friends, coworkers to a neutral, non-threatening location. And so could you kind of explain a little bit more about your methodologies for the listeners, Paul, so that they can really kind of get an idea and a sense of what the Gathering of Men method is really about?
You bet. Yeah, our methods are somewhat unique in our approach to conducting our event and the efforts that we are committed to in Southern California. We work primarily through relationships with business owners.
So when you say you work with business owners, do the business owners just give you money and then you go do all the work?
We actually ask the business owner to take possession of this mission themselves. We do the administrative work. We provide the speakers, venue. We set it up. We sell the ticket. We give the business owner an opportunity to buy a table or more. You can buy several tables, as we do have some business owners that do that, and they invite the man in their circle of influence.
Okay, that makes sense, Paul. I'm a business owner. I've invited a group of table. And so how do I know if they actually want more information about Jesus Christ? Is it up to me to go and talk with them? Or is there something that the Gathering of Men does to really help me engage them in further conversations about the Lord?
Usually at the end of each speaker's talk or testimony, guests in the room will be given the opportunity to fill out a response card and respond to different things that the speaker shared during that breakfast or luncheon event. And then we give those cards back to the table host, the business owner, the one who had invited the group to sit at his table. And depending on what those guests share on their cards, what they respond to, the table host will then follow up with those guests and engage them in one-on-one relationships, Bible studies, discussion groups, and on occasion, if those individuals respond certain ways and ask for the opportunity, table host will invite them to their church if they have no other church to go to. And in that way, we encourage our table host to do an evangelistic approach of reaching out to their their circle of influence and inviting them to the breakfast, hearing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ from the speakers, give them an opportunity to make a response if they so choose to, and then they follow up on them. The Gathering of Men does not follow up on our guests. We do not like to put them on a mailing list. We don't like to put them in a shoebox or a square. Everybody's got to come our way and be a part of the gathering. We really are an organization that provides events for the business leader. And the business leader uses the opportunity that he's presented with his guests to meet the needs that those guests have expressed to him through the response card that he's filled out at each breakfast or luncheon event.
You know, Paul, that's really awesome what you're doing. And this is the reason why I want you on. But I know that there are some men out there that are basically introverts, or because of where they work, they just don't feel comfortable of maybe going further and talking about Jesus Christ for whatever reason. Does the Gathering of Men have resources that you may be able to help them out with?
That's a great question. Our resources are limited. I happen to be the only staff person in Southern California. And I am paid a salary by the Gathering of Men based on what I raise and support. I have a few individuals that support me monthly, a few individuals that will sponsor events when we have them. So they will actually give a larger amount of funding to help underwrite the expenses of an event, a breakfast or a lunch in their area. In actuality, our revenue is very, very small. A fellow will come to us and say, you know, I really want to support what you're doing. I'd like to give to your effort, but I don't feel I'm capable of following up on guests. What do you have for me? What we will do is several things. We will encourage them to partner with another table host or find several men in his circle of influence that want to work with him. It's always great when you have a couple of men that will go together, and one of them has the resources to pay for the table. Our tables cost anywhere from $200 to $350 per table, depending on which event. And yet he's not responsible only all by himself to fill the table. He'll have a partner, encourage men to partner together. So maybe one of them can do the follow-up on guests if one of them feels that it's not, you know, his talent or his skill. We also then will say to a leader, if you're a table host or you're a sponsor and you can't find anyone to partner with, then you let us know and we will assign your cards for follow-up by men in your area. Several men will let you know who they might be and what their church affiliation is with, and a longtime gathering leader or a CBMC guy, or maybe they're just involved from a Bible study group, or they're involved from a men's ministry group at a local church. And so that way, men have the freedom to invite guests, even if they're uncertain, they're really capable of following up on guests who might make decisions and fill out the response cards. So we provide as much resource as we can, given our limits of staffing and resources.
You know, this seems to make a lot of sense. Doing this as long as you've been doing this, do you have any success stories from table hosts who've brought guests?
Well, I've had hundreds of stories that have come to us over the years. We've had table hosts who have brought men to their table, for example, of varying ages. Remember one table host who had several college students and several grandpas, senior adults, and at that same table, he would have a 23-year-old fill out a response card, making a commitment to Jesus Christ, to become a follower of Jesus Christ, and he'll have an 88-year-old make the same commitment, fill out his response card, all at the same breakfast event. We've had that happen. We've had the experience of a table host who's invited a coworker to events and got harassed for it, got ridiculed for it. But every time there was an event cycle that came through, usually we do them twice a year in the fall and in the spring, he would go back to that same coworker and invite him again and suffer the same ridicule and teasing and et cetera from his coworker. And then we hear the story later of how after 3 or 4 years of inviting and getting basically ridiculed for inviting this friend, this coworker. The coworker finally said yes and came to an event with the host and didn't fill out a response card, but stopped ridiculing the coworker every time he invited him to another event. And several years go by, he attends three or four events, and then finally, at one event, he fills out a response card and writes on it, "Today I became a Christian." I had one situation where an attorney had invited a coworker in his office, and after several years of attending events, in that kind of a scenario, did that, filled out a card, made a decision for Christ. The host invited him to his church that next Sunday, and he attended with him. We had another occasion where we had a church where they used buses to bring people from outer-lying parking buildings into the church. And one of the bus drivers was talking to one of our table hosts and asking him about some things that happened at the church that he didn't understand. And the table host on the bus, as he's being driven over to the church from the parking lot, invited the bus driver to attend the next gathering event with him. And he did. And at that gathering event, he made a decision for Jesus Christ and became ultimately a member of that local church and a member of their men's ministry program. I had one, my table host, who had talked to his father for several years, inviting him to attend a gathering of men breakfast, and his father had always refused. But he noticed that his father was very interested in Eastern religions and all these different faiths and spiritual expressions. And finally, after about 5 or 6 years of inviting him, his father, who was in his 70s at the time, told the table host, "Sure, I'll go with the next one. You know, I've given every other religion a chance. Might as well give Christianity a chance." And at that breakfast, he went with his son. He made a decision to become a Christian and follow Christ, and prayed a prayer of receiving Christ at that breakfast. And about a year and 2 months later, he died of cancer and went to be with the Lord. And our table host was always glad that he persisted in inviting his father through all those years of being told, "No, I won't go with you," till finally the answer yes came, and the results were really exciting.
Wow, those are some really good testimonies. Thank you. What is the best way for people to get a hold of you to help partner with the Gathering of Men?
Oh, thanks for that, Robert. The best way is to just visit our website, www.gomsc.org. GOMSC stands for Gathering of Men, Southern California.org. You can also contact me through my office, 626-487-1000, 626-487-1000.
So this has been an interview with Paul Huddle and the Gathering of Men, Southern California. Go ahead and check out his website to find out dates, times, and events. If you want to hear more of the guest speakers that are actually speaking at the events here in Southern California, check out other podcasts here on Christian Business Podcast. You'll see an abbreviation, GOM, Gathering of Men. Those are going to be the actual speakers of the events. Until next time, God bless. This has been a Christian Business Podcast production.